Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The last time a House of Delegates election was tied was back in 1971. One particular ballot was in question during that election because the voter placed an X next to the Democrat and a check mark next to the Republican, then wrote on the ballot that he did not intend to vote for Democrats. Election judges threw out that vote and said that the voter should have requested a clean ballot. Quentin Kitt, Christopher Newport University, says that was an era when judges were more likely to throw out ballots rather than determine the intent of the voter.
Virginia, like many southern states, has a history of enforcing informal rules that were designed to disenfranchise voters that were African American or poor white voters.
But contrast that to this year, when election judges were confronted with a similar ballot, one that had bubbles filled out for the Democrat and the Republican in the House race. But this voter did not write on the ballot which candidate was preferred, although election judges eventually counted it for the Republican because of a line that was drawn through one of the bubbles. Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics says a number of questionable ballots were counted in this election that probably would have been thrown out in 1971.
If the recount had not applied sort of the more liberal standard for counting contested ballots like this, the Democrat might not have even been in a position to win because of some of the ballots that were counted on her behalf.
Election officials were also confronted with a tie in 1949. That's when no Republican candidates were running for attorney general, and two potential candidates emerged as write-in candidates for a nomination that neither wanted. They were tied with 7 votes each in a statewide race. I'm Michael Pope.